Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Of course, you know we're going to talk about the upcoming debate. Wow. It's big. It's really big, really big. But first, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, the great I am, the creator and sustainer of life. You are the one. We love you so much. We appreciate your love and your grace and your mercy and the fact that your mercy outweighs our grace by so much. By our sins by so much. Your grace truly is amazing that you bestow upon us, and we are so unworthy. Father, I come to you today again, and I pray for the protection of President Donald Trump. And I pray for your protection over this Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I ask, Father, that you will protect them from the evils that are surrounding them. And that in these hearings that are coming up, that you will bound the enemy just like you bound the jaws of the lions and Daniel emerged unharmed. I pray that kind of protection over Judge Barrett, as well as President Donald Trump. But Judge Barrett is getting ready to go under the hammer, so to speak. Questions that are good about her schooling and her education and her commitment to the Constitution, I'm okay with those. But the personal attacks, Father, I pray that you will hold them back. Don't allow them. I pray that we will witness your hand in this hearing as they come up later this month, next month. Father, there is so much going on in this country, and we do need your watch care over us. We need, as a people, to repent. I'm so thankful for the return that took place in D.C., the rally, the commitment that people made, and the confessions that were made, and how they praised you. We praise you today, Father. Holy is your name. And you are the only one worthy of our praise, no other. I hand over CSE Talk Radio to you, Father, and I pray that you'll be with me today and the listeners as we come together and discuss the debates for tonight and other things that are going on in this world. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I give this hour to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're setting this day. Oh, I have something to share with you. Yesterday when I was going through scriptures, I found this scripture, and it kind of tickles me. This is out of Proverbs 14:23. In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. I showed that to Rudy. I go, well, that explains a whole lot here. That explains a whole lot. You know, you've got to love the scriptures. Just to love them. And of course, all talk and no work is not going to beget you any profit. And apparently I'm all talk and no work. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was telling, and I thought maybe it was telling Beth to get up and do a little more work. But the debate stage has been set, and I have here where they have set the rules. Let me see. No shaking of hands. It's kind of like they're coming into a boxing ring. It's only they have to shake hands when they come into the boxing ring. No shaking of hands because of COVID is what they're saying. But if you'll remember, Hillary and Trump didn't shake hands because they could stand each other, especially Hillary. She could not stand Trump. And the moderator, it says Trump, Biden, and the moderator, Chris Wallace, will not wear masks once on stage. And all attendees will be tested for COVID-19 prior to the event. Less than 70 people in the audience members, will be allowed at the venue. Upon entering the stage, President Trump will be standing on the podium on the right side and the stage looking out at the audience, and the former Vice President Biden will be standing at the podium, at his podium, to the left side of the stage looking at the audience. You know, everyone in the debate hall will be subject to a variety of health safety protocols. In other words, I guess 6 feet distancing, at least. I get tickled at some of these rallies with the Bidens because they've taken it beyond 6 feet. They're like 10 and 12 feet apart, and it's just, to me, it's hysterical. And I saw a rally I don't think I would call those rallies because there's not enough people there to call them a rally. You could call them a meeting. But anyway, they're sitting in circles, and they're not allowed to get out of their circles. I saw this with Kamala Harris. Well, tonight's political debate is mostly political theater, in my opinion. Many are patting old Chris Wallace on the back. He's, you know, a great accomplishment in his day to be the one to ask the questions. He gets to write them, too, I guess. I don't know. Well, in the pre-debate days and weeks, we've heard talk of drug testing with the contestants. That's coming from Trump. And on Sunday, we were hit with the shocking news that businessman Trump might have taken every advantage of every tax loophole possible. Of course, he's an evil fiend for this. But then let's think about this. Who is it that writes those tax laws? Congress? And which man on the stage brags of being in politics for nearly 48 years and a part of that Congress that wrote these tax laws and passed them? Which one? Well, it wouldn't be the businessman now president, would it? Will government social policies be a huge topic tonight? You bet they will be. National Health Care, a.k.a. Obamacare, a.k.a. Affordable Health Care Act, which made the cost of health care rise higher and the simplicity of health care more complex. Chris will assuredly ask about the Green New Deal, won't he? You know, the fix for the existential threat, climate change. Will the issue of burning this nation down be raised? Will Chris ask about the Democrats' approval of removing America's history? Will Chris continue to be the champion for democracy? I can't get that disgusting image out of my head when Chris Wallace was interviewing Nancy Pelosi and she thanked him for defending democracy for all these years. And he goes, oh, God, he got all giddy. It's, well, thank you. Thank you, Representative Pelosi. Well, in Beth's opinion, he is against our constitutional republic. They're all for this democracy. You never hear him say the republic, or very seldom. Of course, they say it in democracy in D.C., and they promote it and they legislate it with their socialism, their social programs. The high and the mighty elected have been cramming this down the American people's throats for years. And they are growing more and more greedy for power, those socialists in D.C. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. I am going to open up the phone lines. What is the question? Keep it very, very brief. What is the question you would like to ask if you were Chris Wallace tonight? I got tickled. Somebody on Facebook said, one question for Biden. What day is it? You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be... Oh, wait a minute. The number is 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes, but you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free. It will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable. It will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true existential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats. Socialists and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our republic and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question out there today is, keep it brief, but what is your question? If you were Chris Wallace, what would you ask the candidates tonight on the debate stage? We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, I knew I could count on you. How are you doing today, my friend?
Just great. How are you doing, Beth?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So what do you think? Are you going to be watching this tonight? I asked a friend if he was going to watch it, and he said he's going to have his popcorn ready, and he's going to watch it.
I got a friend going to be in town. His daughter's playing high school volleyball, so I'm going to go to that with him. So,
well, I think that's more important.
Yeah.
I think that's more important.
Yeah. But I would ask him, I'd say, Joe, now don't blame this on your kid, but what do the Russians and the Chinese want for all that money they've given your family over the years? And did you and John Kerry set up the firm for him and for the boys down there on K Street to take this money in, or is that just their own idea?
Interesting. I kind of doubt that Chris even asks about any of that. I really do. Do you think he'll ask?
No. No, Chris Wallace is the mouthpiece to the oligarchs. The oligarchs.
You bet he is.
Yep.
You bet he is.
Yep, and he won't ask one bit about that, and I don't care
He'll
what
he'll ask Trump about his taxes, though. I'll bet you that he does that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, we could always ask Biden and Camilla there, well, if they're so concerned about debt, how come they've spent their careers voting for federal budgets that increase the federal debt? They're so concerned about that. They're really concerned about Trump's debt. But who does he owe that to for, you know? But,
well, you know, I didn't hear all the reports. So what is it exactly that they were saying about him? I know they were saying he didn't pay very many taxes, so he's not as rich as he says he is. And I'm thinking, you know, this stuff is just ridiculous. He's richer than I am, that's for sure. But he hasn't taken a dime yet. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just because he doesn't pay much for taxes is probably why he's so rich.
Because he can afford good CPA.
Sure. And nobody's saying the deductions are illegal.
No.
You would think there'd be charges out there right now if his tax returns were illegal.
And they've been auditing him forever. And everybody says, the audit's over. But it's not, because New York is going after him, too. So he's still under audit.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is why he upsets Washington, is that he reminds them of what the job they should be doing with our money.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They should be lowering our taxes as much as possible and spending our money as efficiently as possible. But they won't enrich themselves doing that. They won't serve us doing that. They'll just serve themselves doing it that way.
Well, that's all they have done, is just serve themselves. Those tax breaks, those tax loopholes that they put in there, they're not for you and me. They're for them.
Yeah.
You know, when they pass it, it's okay to do some of this insider trading. That wasn't to protect us. That was to keep their money flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this goes on and on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame we don't have more politicians out there like Trump. More people who he didn't have to do any of this. He didn't have to go through all this. He didn't have to put himself on the line like this. I mean, he's in the class that has the money. What was in it for him, other than he loves America and wanted to give something back? Especially for his grandkids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know you're like me. You're concerned. I know that you're like me. You're concerned about your grandchildren, and I am. And I have an article that I'm going to share in the last segment when I don't take calls, and it's by Sarah Carter, and it's about this Durham report that's been promised for a long time and still isn't coming out. And she makes some comments in that article that I think are very, very astute. And you stay tuned. I want you to hear that. I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you so much for your insight. You know, when I was in high school, it was required reading. Now, maybe it wasn't everywhere, but it was required reading to read the book Animal Farm. Now, Animal Farm is by George Orwell, and it's about socialism. And I'm going to try and get a hold of that book, because I don't have it. I know I wrote an article on it several years ago when I was writing for Derry Brownfield. But in this book, a farm is taken over by its overworked and mistreated animals. With flaming idealism and stirring slogans, they set out to create a paradise of progress and justice and equality. And thus the stage is set for one of the most telling fables ever penned, a razor-edged fairy tale for grown-ups that records the evolution from revolution against tyranny to totalitarianism that is just as terrible. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. That's a quote from the book. Today, it is still a devastatingly clear that wherever and whenever freedom is attacked, under whatever banner, the cutting clarity and savage comedy of George Orwell's masterpiece in Animal Farm has a meaning and a message that is still ferociously fresh. You think about it. I don't know how many of you read it. I did read it when I was young, and then I went back and I skimmed over it when I was writing the article for Derry in his Common Sense Chronicle that he produced. And I have that. I have all the things that I wrote. I have a copy of each one of those because I was a writer in it and the publisher and the editor. But America has crossed that road. I said in my own words that we're at a crossroads, but we're not. We crossed that road a long time ago. And now we're facing the completion. Will we take that step? That step that will call, that they call progressive, but it's not, into this destruction of freedom and independence. That's not progressive. We're facing a godless and dark and dismal abyss, socialism, which is communism. And I suggest that we go back to that required reading of Animal Farm. Maybe they should make it required reading again. And make no mistake about it, my friends. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. The swamp creatures in D.C. consider you the less equal animals. That's why they can run around without wearing masks and getting their hair done, and you can't. That's why they can commit crimes or fund criminals and get away with it, because they're more equal than you. But you, my friends, if you make a mistake on your tax return, you must go to jail. President Donald Trump isn't one of them. He might be quite wealthy. Maybe he's not as wealthy as he says. I know he spent a lot on politics. But he truly represents you. And you, and for you so-called evangelicals who might be listening that hate Donald Trump, I want you to explain to me what other president has fought so hard and done so much to stop the killing of the unborn. No, we haven't stopped it yet, but he has done whatever he can so far to make it less easy for them. Not for the women. He's concerned about the women. But we're concerned about the unborn. Which other president has defended God? Which party has removed him? Yes. Socialism has an extreme pecking order, and you, my friends, are nothing to them. You and I are absolutely nothing to them. So the question today is, what would you ask if you were Chris Wallace? What question would you ask? I love the guy on Facebook who says he'd ask Biden, what day is it? And that's all you need to ask. He'd probably mess it up from right then and there. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hear the music. We're going to head into a break. I have some questions here that other people have written down, and I'm going to share those if you don't give me a call and a holler. I also have a poll. Oh, it's done by Washington Post and ABC, so guess who's ahead? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. What is the question? One question that you would ask. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-433-5059. 800-433-5059. That's 800-433-5059. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. Before I get back into the show, I have to say today is National Coffee Day for all those who are watching on Facebook. Happy National Coffee Day for all of you who are sipping with me as we go through this hour. Happy Coffee Day. And also, I want to put a little personal plug in. I do the commercials, but MyPillow towels, I have two sets of them. They sent me two sets to test, and I really didn't expect it to be that much different. I really didn't, but it is. They're a heavier towel. They absorb. They're much better to get. I bought a couple of new sets of towels last year or year before last. Bought them because they were pretty, you know. And his are pretty, but they have a pretty design on them and they look nice hanging. But they're not very absorbent. And I did notice that, but I use them anyway. But I put the MyPillow towels out, and there is a huge difference. So I would advise, I will endorse the MyPillow towels, absolutely. And I do love their sheets, too. I got a set of sheets from them. I haven't tried the pillow, the mattress topper, but I have tried the pillows, and I love the pillow, and I love the other stuff. So happy National Coffee Day. We have Larry from Missouri with a question for the debate. Larry, I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, hi, Beth. Yeah, I'd ask Biden, do you have a memory problem, or have you forgotten Ukraine and your son had that dealing over in Ukraine, $50,000 a month?
He might not be able to remember that. He might have to claim his problems.
I know it.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it very much. You know, America is concerned about this, and I don't imagine Chris Wallace will ask any of these questions. I'd be very shocked if he does. The old Fox people, they've been patting old Chris Wallace. Our own Chris Wallace is going to be on. He's going to doing the debate, and they're patting him on the back, and he's getting all rudy-faced and, you know, all blushy and everything because he's so good and pats himself on the back. Yeah. I have someone, a good friend of mine on Facebook, that wanted me to give the differences between socialism and capitalism. I don't have time to get into all of it, but she really enjoyed the show that we did called Needful Things. I cannot take credit for the writing of Needful Things. Michael Small, a listener of the show, he wrote that. And basically, in a nutshell, socialism, the government owns everything. You become serfs on the land. And eventually they will tell you what jobs you will have and you will not have. We will go back to that class warfare. Middle class will be gone. That's why they're doing away with the middle class now. The Democrats who tell you they fight for the middle class, they're lying to you. And the middle class is what made this country. Capitalism encourages ownership. It encourages competition in the markets. The government is there just to make sure that competition is supposedly fair and equal and justified. But entrepreneurship is about production, making America produce again. Making America produce again. That's what will make America great. Socialism, because everything is equal and everything is distributed by the government, there is no need, there's no competition, there's no encouragement to do anything, to do any better, because you can't better yourself. You have to stay equal. You can see why it doesn't work. It didn't work in Animal Farm. And it didn't work in many of the other countries. It's not working in Venezuela. There are those animals who are more equal than others. In capitalism, you get to choose. Oh, you may not be the one who made it big like Donald Trump or some of the others. But you've been able to do what you've chosen to do, not what's been assigned for you to do. In socialism, the government is controlling, which they are almost now, all the schools, all the education. They tell you what you can teach and what you can't teach. They control the land. They own the land. You will not own the land. You will not be a successful farmer or successful anything and pass it along to your children. They don't like that. And there's some people that they call themselves conservatives that don't like that. That's just greed, my friends. Why shouldn't they have that? We were talking about a company that's here locally. It's Burger Smokehouse. We talk about them frequently. They are going on probably the fourth generation of Burger Smokehouse. Most people around here have either worked there once... I have. I worked there once. Rudy worked there.
I did too.
I was on the line. Rudy was in the office. I was on the line and cutting meat, wrapping hams,
catching them off the backpack. And yeah, I fell down too. Okay. Then anyway, I admire these companies and these farms that are into several generations of a family. There's something to be said about carrying on the tradition of a family. And I'm not talking about Willie Nelson's tradition. I'm talking about good traditions. I believe it's the Clay Farm that's like six or seven generations now, something like that. Something to be admired, to be proud of, that your son or your daughter decided to follow in your footsteps, wanted to be like Daddy. You know, when they're little, when we were on the farm, you know, the boys would try and follow their dad's footsteps in the dirt or in the mud. And it was a stretch for him. Albert's pretty long-legged, and he can move out. We all three walk together sometimes at the park, and they're always laughing. I get more steps than the rest of them when Rudy and Albert are walking, because I have shorter feet, shorter legs, and shorter feet too, but shorter legs. But getting back to the socialism and the capitalism, I chased a couple of rabbits there. Socialism is bad. It's not freedom. It's dependence on government. It's not independence. Capitalism, I prefer free market, but capitalism opens up the arena, the marketplace, for competition. Remember the old gas wars they used to have? Where the gas station on one corner was fighting with the gas station on, they'd lower it a half a penny or a penny here and there. Of course, now we don't even talk about pennies anymore. Remember that? That's not there anymore. That competition has been taken away. There's going to be a debate tonight. There's a lot of questions that could be asked. They could ask President Biden just exactly why he thought President Donald Trump didn't act fast enough, yet early on when President Trump stopped travel from China, he called it xenophobic. They could ask questions like that. We've heard all kinds of gaffes. Jill says gaffes are off the board. You're not allowed to question any of those gaffes or talk about any of those gaffes. America has to talk about those gaffes. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, and I have friends that are Democrats, and I can't help but wonder, you know that he's not capable of being president. It's obvious. He can't come out of the basement. His crowds are small. I got his poll. I'll mention that poll here real quick before we head into this break. But the poll obviously has Biden ahead. 9 and 10 points in different places. And they're talking about the Pennsylvania and what was the other one they were talking about? Well, Pennsylvania is the main one. I say watch the crowds. Biden has no crowds. None. Not comparison. With President Donald Trump. And no enthusiasm. They're just going to vote for him because they don't like Trump. That's a pretty poor way to run a country, isn't it, America? We'll be right back. I lay my heart on these tracks.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment.
The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BETHANN to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know how many of you actually are on Facebook. You listen maybe on the radio and then go to Facebook. You need to read some of the comments and questions and things that are said there by those who are... We kind of have a little following on Facebook, and Facebook controls us, so they won't let some of my posts go out, and they'll block some of the things that we post and do other things to us. They'll block how many people actually get word that we're going on the air, that we've placed something out there. So we do the best we can with the tools we got, and we're a little bit limited in figuring out how to use social media, but we're kind of working on branching out in that. But Tim had said on Facebook that if Chris Wallace was allowed to ask Beijing Biden a question, Biden wouldn't show up. And he's absolutely right. Chris Wallace may be coming up with some of these questions, but they will be approved or disapproved by the Democrat and the Republican parties. So it is staged to some degree. But we all know how President Donald Trump runs, so it should be entertaining nonetheless. Sarah Carter wrote this article that I want to share with you, and I hope I can get it done in this segment. Two-tier justice. Now, Bartiromo, who is a Fox News commentator, Maria Bartiromo, she was saying that it's unlikely that Durham's report will come out before the election. Sarah Carter wrote this article, and she says, when Bartiromo said it's unlikely the Justice Department appointed prosecutor John Durham would have a report before the November 3rd election, I felt my heart sink.
She's someone I highly respect with great sources, and I know this because I also have sources who are fearing the very same situation is brewing, and that the Department of Justice, in the Department of Justice. It doesn't mean the DOJ's appointed prosecutor, Durham, isn't doing his job. It just means that they waited too long to hold those former senior Obama officials accountable. The FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign in 2016 and the officials who helped weaponize the system against a sitting president is one of the most stunning violations of abuse of power in U.S. history. Why should Durham care about what it looks like? When the crooks and the traitors didn't care at all about our nation or the American people. Bartiromo said that her sources tell her it is unlikely that this will come out, which is before election, which is in 37 days. And she says, remember, he doesn't need to issue a report, but he could move straight to indictments. Why should Durham care about the way it looks? Why? A debate has begun within the Department of Justice as of the timing of John Durham's criminal investigation conclusions. I'm being told by sources it is now too close to the election and could be viewed as politically motivated. And I added in here, it was politically motivated. It was a politically motivated crime. So who cares about the political motivation of it now? However, she says, I can confirm Durham's investigation is significant and is expanding. Reports Friday that Durham was expanding the scope of his investigation to include the Clinton Foundations while Clinton was Secretary of State. Why is Durham worried about what it will look like? These criminals that are now walking free never once worried about what their actions would do to our nation. Not once. We have seen mountains of evidence. She says, I'm frustrated. I know the American people are frustrated that nothing has been done for a year. And now we're in waiting game again. Waiting for what? I absolutely believe biased on the sources had said early on during my investigation. I believe in our system of justice. I have to. But now I'm left questioning it. Is Durham really doing what he said he would do? Is DOJ Attorney General William Barr doing what he is supposed to be doing? I certainly hope we're not being played. I'm sick of that, and I believe, and believe me, there's enough of that to go around in D.C., where political experts have perfected the art of making things disappear with time. I, along with other journalists like John Solomon, exposed the corruption and the unbelievable truth that Washington, D.C. is a swamp filled with creatures that are still intent on removing President Donald Trump from office. He and the American people who voted for him are the disruptors that the Washington bubbles want out. It's the whole reason you see the so-called Republicans and the Lincoln Project utter their sanctimonious statements that they are Republicans voting for former Vice President Joe Biden. A.K.A. Mitt Romney. Please don't be fooled by that at all, she said. They have always been the same party, these Democrats and these rhinos, that were just playing the American people until Trump exposed them for who they really are. And that, I'm adding this to hers, that includes the late Senator John McCain, who actually passed along that dossier. This is the real reason they are so angry and willing to do anything, everything, to remove him from office and take down anyone who supports him. And this paragraph I thought was quite telling. I never once imagined that the biggest crooks in Washington, D.C., who conspired to coup their own president of the United States and spit in the face of the American people who voted for him, would be making millions off of book deals. signing contracts with cable news outlets and walking around like they don't have a care in the world. And I'm adding this. Wake up, America. The emperor is stark naked. He and all of his followers. Former fired FBI Director Comey, his sidekick Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI agent Peter Strzok, along with a slew of other characters at the Bureau, have been let off scot-free so far. However, she says, Durham may still be on track to take some of them down. Just read the most recent piece, she says, on McCabe being the center of Durham's probe. But waiting as long to bring down the hammer of justice isn't right. What happened to Trump wasn't just an affront to the American people, but it eroded the Constitution of our founding fathers, the one that they fought so hard to establish. This isn't some long drawn out Netflix series, but real life with real consequences for the future of our great generation. The DOJ and its investigators need to realize that they are warriors in a great battle to save our country. You know, we need to pray America, and we need to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.